Sometimes it seems impossible to take care of your well-being. Between juggling work deadlines, family responsibilities, and trying to have some semblance of a social life, who has time to become a wellness guru? Here's the thing, though, you don't need to completely transform your life overnight to feel better. Modest, practical adjustments that truly fit into your everyday life can have a significant impact. You've undoubtedly attempted rigorous diets or intense 30-day challenges that, by day 3, left you worn out and ready to give up. Does that sound familiar? This is due to the fact that significant changes seldom endure. Developing habits that are so easy and organic that they become a part of your identity rather than something you have to constantly push yourself to do is what works. What wellness really means. When wellness is discussed, it sounds like this nebulous, abstract idea. However, feeling good about your body, having enough energy to pursue your passions, and not feeling like you're always running on empty are the essence of health and wellness. Here's what most people don't realize, everything's connected. You most likely reach for more coffee and sugary snacks when you're having trouble sleeping. When you're stressed, you might skip workouts. You feel lethargic if you consume junk food all day. Because everything is interconnected, concentrating on your well-being simplifies everything else. Let's talk about food. Nobody wants another lecture about kale smoothies. Real talk, you can improve your wellness without eating like a rabbit or spending your entire paycheck at fancy grocery stores. Start with what you're already eating. Can you add some vegetables to your pasta? Add some berries to your cereal in the morning. Swap your afternoon candy bar for an apple with peanut butter? These aren't revolutionary changes, but they add up fast. This is a game changer. Consider what you can add instead of what you can't eat. Try saying I'm going to add a side salad to my pizza instead of I can't have pizza. See the difference? While the other feels like an improvement, the first feels like a punishment. Portion sizes matter too. Just eat until you're satisfied, not until you're uncomfortably stuffed. Listen to your body, it's smarter than you think when it comes to your wellness. Moving your body. It's not necessary to endure boot camps to exercise. The workout that you will genuinely perform regularly is the best. Discover something you truly love. You can dance in your living room. Take walks and listen to podcasts. Play with your kids in a garden. Practice yoga while still in your pajamas. It all counts for your wellness. Most days, aim for 20 to 30 minutes. Not 2-hour workouts. Just regular exercise that makes you feel good and raises your heart rate. Because strength training is so underappreciated, it merits discussion. A gym membership is not necessary. Push-ups, squats, and planks using just your body weight can make you stronger. Jars become easier to open. Carrying groceries feels lighter. That matters. Also, stop sitting all day if you can help it. Get up every hour. Stretch. Walk around. These little movements throughout the day matter more than you'd think. Sleep, the thing you're probably ignoring. Can we talk about sleep for a second? Most people treat it like it's optional. But skimping on sleep is basically sabotaging your wellness from the inside out. You need 7 to 9 hours. Not 5. Not 6. Actually, 7 to 9. Your body needs that time to repair. Your brain needs it to process information, and your emotions need it to stay balanced. Make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. Cool temperature, dark as possible, quiet. Get blackout curtains if you need them. Use a fan for white noise. Whatever works for you. Create a bedtime routine that signals to your brain it's time to wind down. Read a book. Take a warm shower. Do some gentle stretches. Just stay off your phone, that blue light messes with your sleep hormones big time. Watch your caffeine intake, too. That afternoon coffee might feel necessary, but it could be why you're tossing and turning at midnight. Cut yourself off by 2 p.m. and see what happens to your wellness. Using tech to help your wellness. Look, we're all glued to our phones anyway. Might as well use them for something that actually benefits your wellness, right? Calorie Tracker Buddy is one of those tools that actually gets it. Instead of making you feel guilty about every bite, it helps you understand what you're eating and why. No judgment, just information. What's cool about Calorie Tracker Buddy is that it's not just about counting calories. It shows you patterns. Maybe you'll notice you're starving by 3 p.m. because you skipped breakfast. Or you're not drinking enough water. Or you're eating way less protein than you thought. These insights help because you can't fix what you don't know about. The app lets you set realistic goals based on what you actually want to achieve. Whether you're trying to maintain your weight, build some muscle, or just stop feeling terrible after meals, it adapts to you as your wellness partner throughout the journey. Plus, it tracks more than just food. Water intake, exercise, and even sleep, because your wellness isn't just about what you eat. Having all this info in one place makes it easier to see the big picture and make changes that stick. The progress charts are surprisingly motivating too, showing how your daily choices add up over time. Dealing with stress. Stress is unavoidable. Your job will be demanding. People will disappoint you. Things will go wrong. But how you handle stress makes all the difference for your wellness. Meditation sounds intimidating, but it's literally just sitting quietly and breathing. 5 minutes a day can genuinely change how you react to stressful situations. There are tons of free apps and YouTube videos to guide you. Learn to say no. You don't have to attend every event, volunteer for every project, or help everyone who asks. Protect your time and energy. This isn't being selfish, it's being smart about your wellness. Do things that actually relax you. For some people, that's exercise. For others, it's reading, or crafting, or playing video games. Whatever helps you decompress, make time for it regularly. It's essential maintenance for your mental health. You don't have to do this alone. Trying to improve your wellness solo is harder than it needs to be. Tell your friends and family what you're working on. You'd be surprised how supportive people can be. Join a class or group where you can meet people with similar goals. Having workout buddies or people to share healthy recipes with makes everything more enjoyable. If you want more structured support, check out your wellness center for professional guidance. These places have nutritionists, fitness trainers, mental health counselors, basically everything you need under one roof. Having experts who actually understand this stuff can save you tons of trial and error and really support your wellness journey. Tracking what matters. Numbers on a scale don't tell the whole story of your wellness. Pay attention to how you actually feel day to day. Are you waking up with more energy? Feeling less anxious? Recovering faster after workouts? Sleeping through the night? These improvements are just as important as any number. Keep some kind of journal about your journey. Write down what you ate, how you moved, and how you felt emotionally. After a few weeks, you'll start seeing patterns that help you understand yourself better. Celebrate the small wins. Drank enough water today? Awesome. Choose stairs over the elevator? Nice. Ate vegetables at two meals? Great job. These tiny victories build momentum and keep you motivated. Conclusion. You don't need to be flawless or extremely disciplined to improve your wellness. It's about making small, sustainable changes that fit into your real life. Concentrate on improving your diet, getting regular exercise, getting enough sleep, controlling your stress, and creating a network of support. Keep in mind that achieving wellness is a lifetime endeavor. There's no point at which you're done. Be patient with yourself, celebrate progress no matter how small, and keep showing up. Those simple changes you're making today are building the foundation for lasting results. FAQs. Q1, how long before I see real results? ANS, you'll probably notice more energy and a better mood within 2 to 3 weeks. Physical changes like weight loss usually show up after 6 to 8 weeks. But honestly, how you feel matters more than how you look. Q2, should I change everything at once? ANS, nope. Pick one or two things that feel doable and start there. Once those become automatic, add something else. Trying to overhaul everything overnight leads to burnout. Q3, what if I'm ridiculously busy? ANS, your wellness doesn't need hours of your day. Even 10 to 15 minutes of movement, healthier meal choices, and prioritizing sleep make a real difference. Work it into what you're already doing. Q4, can I still enjoy my favorite foods? ANS, absolutely. Your wellness isn't about restriction or giving up everything you love. It's about balance. Enjoy pizza, desserts, or whatever you crave, just not every single day. The 80-20 rule works great. Make healthy choices 80% of the time, and enjoy treats 20% of the time guilt-free.